Welcome Policy Fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations, Sarah Gon.
Sarah Gon, good afternoon to you. How are you this afternoon?
No, I'm well, despite all.
Despite all. Okay, I think we're going to get to the despite all right this moment. So I was expecting our president to give us this economic plan this afternoon. I've searched all news sites. I cannot find any commentary. This was the plan that was supposed to save us, bring us out of our very alarming situation. What can you tell us about what he said this afternoon, Sarah?
Well, let me put it this way. They promised as part of their plan that whatever they do with the economy will be, quote, supported by an efficient state that is committed to clean governance, close quote.
Okay.
Now, on a day when we had ambassadors sending monthly stipends back to the ANC for their positions, yes, and 5,500 employees of ESCOM being looked at for being recipients of dodgy deals, he's got to be kidding. And basically, it's kind of interventionist idea to provide a mass employment program in the shortish term, reindustrialize the economy and secure reliable energy. Let me put it this way. Everyone doesn't really have to go any further to say, where are they going to get the money for them to run the economy, despite the fact that no one thinks they can do it? And he talks about, I'll mention this. They want to spend $100 billion on creating jobs as the labor market recovers. And he says, and this for me is the end, is a bitter end. Yes. Large-scale job interventions driven by the state and social partners have proven effective in many countries that have faced devastation from wars and other crises. So what he's doing is he's pretending that all of our problems stem from COVID. And I just think there's no credibility in this at all.
Which is just a plain old lie. I want to just go to our SMS line where one of our listeners, Hachamora, has written in and says, why do you set your expectations so high? Everybody knows what to expect from the ANC. But there's a lot of truth in what Hachamora is saying. Sorry, isn't there? I mean, they've spent all their political capital. There almost is none left.
I agree with you. I mean, I know one sort of high-profile commentator sort of waxed fairly lyrical about it, and I can only assume that he's so wedded to supporting the ANC over time that he almost can't do anything else. And there's no doubt. I mean, our expectations, most of us, are absolutely null or less.
But as negative as everything was that you've said, and anybody who's looking at anything objectively can only see it one way, but you did say that the story was exposed, that the politicians overseas, the ambassadors, are paying kickbacks to the ANC. I mean, that actually was revealed and exposed and published, as was the fact that ESCOM is charging 5,000 miscreants. Mm. I mean,
no, look, there's no doubt, and I would agree with you on this, that the sense of things happening as they should do, in other words, you know, disciplining and firing people who warrant it, it's always been something that somehow happened in the private sector, but not really in the public sector. That's crucial because, I don't know, people need to pay for what they've done wrong. And this applies in the private sector, but we've seen none of the accountability in the public sector. So this is good news. The very fact that a group, I'm not quite sure, of ambassadors wrote to the Zondo Commission to say that this has been happening, whatever their motives may be, they were prepared to put their names to a letter that says it. And I think that, and again, it's actually really people coming forward despite how the government thinks it wants to run the country.
And I was talking about this earlier in the week, Sarah. I was saying that there have been naysayers about South Africa since the 1960s. Mm. People have been emigrating in waves in the 60s and 76, you name it, there have been these waves. Yet South Africa appears on so many occasions to go to the very edge of the cliff and then turn around. It just seems to be what South Africa does. It goes to the edge and it comes back. Not for too long, it goes back again. But that's just not the way we live.
I think Jan Smuts put it correctly when he said that South Africa will never be as good as it could be, nor as bad as it could be.
Oh, wow. So I heard that before. That's quite profound.
We've got the resilience, but not the, I don't know, not the honesty, the hanging together that you need to make, certainly to rescue an economy like this.
So, Sarah, I completely hijacked you this afternoon because you were going to talk to us about why the IRR, the Institute of Race Relations, is not scaremongering. Did it have anything to do with what we were talking about previously? Or?
It actually didn't. So I can always raise it at another time. It
you know what? Can we carry? New, can we carry that over?
Bill.
It really is never run out of things to talk about this country. That is for sure. Sarah Gunn. Thank you for your time this afternoon. Thanks for your insights. And we'll talk about the expropriation bill this time next week.
Okay, sure.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.